I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
8:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Tremendous article over the weekend in the Baltimore Banner. Baltimore Banner. Joining us right now, our good friend Andy Koska. What's going on, Andy?
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Andy, I watch you build your relationship at that clubhouse. You do a tremendous job with that, and you can't have things like this without having relationships with the players. I think you spoke to or quoted, six players? Am I right?
Correct. Actually, talked to more, but...
But you quoted like six. Okay. Were they eager to talk to you about this, or was it tough to get them to open up like that? Even though it's off the record and they trust you, were they eager, or was it tough to get them to talk?
There were some players that, you know, even off the record... It was a no go, but there are certain players that you develop relationships with, and I know you're not going to burn them. I think the biggest thing is, you know, if you give a player an opportunity to talk without their name attached, can they trust you? So it was, you know, some of the players were great about it, and I think they were. I mean, the players, you know, whom I, you know, was able to kind of go in depth with. So I think they were eager to talk about the last days of Brandon Hyde's tenure and what the team has been trying to do with team meetings and also, you know, the Mike Elias Saturday meeting in the clubhouse where he announces that Hyde was fired. I mean, the guys I spoke to were definitely willing, obviously, and also pretty open.
When I read the article, it sounded what I got from it was they sound like they bear some guilt for getting him fired, and they felt responsible for his firing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they in the immediate aftermath, even, you know, on the record, they, you know, said similar things. They understand the fact that Brandon Hyde does not swing a baseball bat. And while Hyde is not blameless, and that's not what the story says, it is a case where if this team performed, if the lineup really performed the way they were expected to, the Orioles would not be in this situation, both mm-hmm. with having a manager fired and being at the bottom of the American League East. There's definitely, I mean, players look internally and they, you know, I remember, you know, one said you kind of look in the mirror and you realize that at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, you got him. Basically, the team performance has got him fired. There's so much more nuance, you know, to all of this than just that. I mean, there's things that Hyde could have done. There's things that Elias could have done. There's luck. There's just so many more. It's not just because of X is Y, mm-hmm. you know, like anything in life, there's many factors and everything that leads to a firing like this. But, that's definitely one aspect that players realize that they did not play as well as they could have. And while they didn't want Brandon Hyde fired, and, you know, they said as much, they realized that a change was probably necessary, and a change was going to be made, because when you're losing that much and your expectations entering the season were as high as they were, a change is going to happen. And so I think they understood that. They're professionals. They realized that because of the way the season had gone, a change was going to be made.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Andy Koska joins us from the Baltimore Banner. Andy, two of the things that we've heard, Ed and I, from the listeners a lot, is Hyde didn't address things in the clubhouse. Your article put that fire out, and he lost the clubhouse. Players say he did not lose the clubhouse. But one of the things that was pointed out by one of the players was not getting some move, making moves in the offseason. How much of a factor do you think that was?
Yeah, you know, it's... That is not a, you know, huge widespread belief in the clubhouse, but there are definitely pockets in the clubhouse who looked at this offseason and looked at the pitching staff, especially the starting rotation, and now, you know, in confidence, they ponder, you know, was enough done. You know, two sources said, you know, in the offseason there were conversations with hitters about, like, hey, this lineup's going to have to do really well this year, and we know it. Like, we're good enough to do it. That was kind of the conversation. Like, hey, we're good enough to carry, and that's going to be okay. It didn't, you know, hasn't turned out that way. I'm not saying that the next 80 games don't look different, but there's quite a hole to build back from. So I do think there are pockets in the clubhouse that, probably for good reason, look and say, a real true ace to replace Corbin Burns, you know, would have been nice.
Maybe at a veteran bat as well.
Correct. Yes. That is, you know, another instance where, you know, another player kind of pointed to the shuffling, roster and coaching staff. This offseason saw two hitting coaches, depart. Freddie Gonzalez departed. Freddie was well liked, and I'm not saying Robinson Chirinos is not well liked. I mean, players love the guy as bench coach, but there's still those changes. Then you have, you know, guys like James McCann not return, and I read a comment and was like, we're making a bigger deal out of James McCann than
no, we're not.
You know, Ed will tell you.
I've been saying that for a long time. I think James McCann's impact was bigger than statistical.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that sometimes gets lost in analyzing players. You pull up a stat sheet and there is no advanced metric for clubhouse atmosphere. There's not. So that's one aspect that you think about. You know, Anthony Santander, and I recognize he's off to a poor start in Toronto, but you're still, you know, losing guys that have developed. Austin Hayes going back farther, you know, so You're losing guys that were big parts of the clubhouse culture. That is naturally going to happen. So it's not, again, this is way more nuanced than just, oh, because of this happened, this happened. That's part of baseball. You lose guys every year. But go ahead.
All right, McCann's a big part of my question because I felt the guy should have been in the NHL, not in MLB. because he was a tough son of a bitch. And that ball, you know, it takes a ball to the face and gets up at the plate. I mean, that to me inspires teammates. And I reference hockey because that's how they, you know, get each other going. But how did that comment from Hyde about being viewed as soft land? There's a few things you can say to a man that sting more than saying he's soft.
Yeah. Yeah. That. So most players did not bring that one up. One source in particular brought the, you know, that Hyde insinuated that, hey, the league is starting to think you guys are soft, that you're down in games, you give up. You can't fight. That, you know, you say something like that, and, you know, there's definitely a, you know, you blink a little bit and it sinks in, and you realize, like, oh, let's turn it on. That's what Hyde was trying to do. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out for Hyde. But he was trying to kind of galvanize his lineup, particularly, into saying, you know, let's stop thinking so much about the last plate appearance. Let's get a little angry and let's start hitting this ball around. You know, we don't have to hit home runs every time, but let's hit the ball around the yard a little bit. I do think players hear something like that and they realize again that, like, you look in the mirror and it's like, yeah, you know, heck, we need to be doing a better job. And Tony Manziolino has done a good job of saying continually things that do not put his friend Brandon Hyde under a microscope. And what I mean by that is, you know, we've asked multiple times about the fight that this team has shown since Brandon Hyde's firing. And Tony Manziolino is very quick to say, oh, this, you know, it's been like that all year. It hasn't, you know, to be honest with you. It just hasn't. And I understand why Tony is saying that. Because you're taking over an unenviable position from a guy that you worked with for 4 years and you're friends with. You don't want to go on the record saying that, yeah, the team was flat and now they have energy. I mean, that's just not something that a guy is going to say. At the same time, you look at, you know, you look at kind of what they were down big Saturday, Sunday of last week. So not in Boston, but the week before that, right after Hyde was fired.
Right.
They had mini rallies in the eighth and ninth inning. And I know it doesn't come back to win a game. But those were positive signs that this lineup was stringing good at bats together, even late, even down by a lot, because that hadn't always been the case. The at bats were not always good enough, even early in games. We're seeing better at bats right now. I mean, heck, yesterday, you know, Ryan O'Hearn goes the other way three times. You know, that's a phenomenal approach. And Ryan O'Hearn has been doing it all year, so that's maybe a bad example. You know, busy sitting 340. But going the other way is incredibly important. You know, being able to hit a single. Take the third inning, I believe it was. Dylan Carlson single, still second. Maverick Hanley bunts him over. Jackson Holliday, RBS single. Like, how many times this year have you seen the Orioles offense do that? Maybe a handful.
Yeah.
So those are positive signs where it's you're manufacturing runs, and so much of it is when you have a good start. And I realize, like, Charlie Morton had this disastrous first seven starts as an Oriole, you know, just disaster. But when you have a good start, and props to him, you know, he had a good start yesterday, and maybe that leads to something. You have a little bit less pressure on yourself as an offense, and you can string. You realize, oh, we only need one run here to kind of, you know, get us another run on the board, instead of having this idea of we're down by 10, you know, let's bunt a guy over. It's a little bit harder pill to swallow when you're down by so much.
Man, I wish we had more time. I do. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Andy, and I'll see you this weekend. Great article, by the way.
Yeah, it really was.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.